What do you call this?
This is The Vibe.
You've got The Vibe.
My favorite podcast.
It's the WCLT Vibe Podcast.
Thanks to Licking Knox Goodwill.
And now with the latest Vibe, here's Graham Campbell.
With continuing developments around the arrival of Intel in Licking County, it seemed like a good time to discuss manufacturing and its impact on the local economy.
I'm Rick Platt. I'm president and CEO of the Heath Newark Licking County Port Authority.
I began our conversation by asking what the Port Authority is.
It's more than what we aren't. I mean, when you hear Port Authority, you think of an airport or an airfield, or you think of a river port, and we don't have any of those. I can joke that I have a port by the fact that I have a creek behind my office. The Port Authority owns the former Newark Air Force Base that ironically did not have an airfield either, but really was important. I think it's a parallel to a lot of our history. It was in January of 1952, an announcement came that a new facility was going to be built in Licking County that would be home to the largest, become later home to the largest clean room operation in the state of Ohio, doing important national security work with STEM fields, engineers and technicians performing that work. Very much a parallel to what we heard a year ago with the Intel announcement, but happened 70 years ago. And today it's a facility the Port Authority owns. In between, it was an Air Force base, and we lease to Boeing and other companies, including the Air Force, that are still on the campus and have been doing that important clean room work and national security work since 1962.
Mm-hmm. And you're not completely dependent on defense-related industry to operate your facility.
Right. We've gone from 100% of our revenue coming from those defense facilities to now 60%. And we continue that diversification means that while we've retained that important work and the high-paying jobs that come with that, we've been able to pivot to do more things, more diversity for the local economy, but also keeps us running. We pride ourselves as being the largest. There are 60 Port Authorities in Ohio. We're the largest that can say we're totally not dependent on tax dollars. We receive no tax dollars and have in all the 20 years I've been there.
Uh-huh. One of the things I just learned about today was you have a new facility going up there to manufacture paint?
Right. As part of developing the property, we prepared in four different phases land we bought from two owners to grow the park around the former Air Force Base. And so the latest is Bear Paint. They're building, it'll be the third largest building on the campus. The first one was 80 years ago when Kaiser Aluminum's building was built. And then I mentioned the Air Force Base building. This will be the third largest building on our campus. Opens up later this year in 2023. And they're going to be making latex paint to serve their base of, they make paints that are sold at Home Depot is where their name brand shows up most of all. And we're going to be proud to say one more diverse product manufactured in Licking County.
Am I correct in my understanding that the Port Authority's areas of responsibility extend beyond the campus?
So sure, we started with a central mission. It remains our central mission, and that is to be the steward of making sure that that important work could continue and the job impact could continue in Licking County. But we knew more than 20 years ago, we were formed 26 years ago, that it was important to diversify. So the Port Authority has grown from the original 50 acres of the Air Force Base that we've been part of developing 700 acres, a million square feet of building space. We've invested in STEM learning. And we're also a finance authority, so we do a lot of different things, but all centered around development and having a job impact for the good of Licking County and our regional economy. So we're actually in four different school districts to give a measure in Licking County. We own land in Newark. That's an opening to talk about a new concept we have, redeveloping a former car dealership property into what we think will be a good use of STEM skills in not just manufacturing, but other uses of those science and technology, engineering, math skills. Stay tuned for more to come on that, but redeveloping some buildings in Newark. In Johnstown, we were in 2018 started an endeavor that included partnering with the city of Johnstown to get water, sewer, and road extended to a new industrial park on the southwest side of town. We're under contract with a prospect on that right now. Under contract is a way of saying not certain if that's going to go forward or not. Uh-huh. But the land is there and will remain available if it doesn't go forward with this other prospect. And then in other parts, in our strategic plan, two things that really kind of are where we're extending beyond where we are now One I mentioned is that we're in Newark with an infill development where we Newark is landlocked by other jurisdictions, by floodplain on some sides, and by other things. So we went about saying, here, can we build an industrial park in Newark? Well, there really isn't available property to put that together. So what we said, let's try this other concept of assembling some pieces of property, maybe doing some redevelopment, looking at that phrase brownfield. And where we've settled right now is one site, but there might be others that emerge. So we're not one and done. Our goal is to do this STEM type development in Newark and going forward. It's a 10-year goal of us to accomplish some of the same things we've done in Heath with smaller spec buildings, brand new buildings, accomplish the same thing in Newark. Mm-hmm. And then we'd love to, I think it's necessary where the workforce is. We see a population expansion in the eastern part of Licking County. Those folks don't have to commute to work. Let's find a way to build an industrial park in the eastern side of Licking County to take advantage of the presence of a growing workforce and skill set. Can't say we're ready to say we've got something locked up, but maybe this interview caused somebody to come forward with something that hadn't caught our screen yet. But that's on our to-do list in the next 10 years is get an industrial park in the eastern half of the county.
So it's been a pretty good last couple of years for the Port Authority in terms of bringing new employers to the area. I guess we need to talk about the elephant in the room and about Intel. Now, the promise of Intel is obviously a large number of jobs. Is the county ready for that?
Oh, absolutely. I think what the Intel announcement is, it's hard to believe it's been a year, but the Intel announcement was kind of a bugle call. You know, when you're announcing you're going to spend $20 billion, it does get people's attention. It's kind of funny that it does. No, of course it does. Yeah. But we never saw manufacturing leave in Licking County. We were subject, I'm looking at a report that was published in 2017 called The New American Heartland. It talked about how the middle of America was the key to bringing back manufacturing in our country. And of four pictures on the cover, one of them is from our campus. I mean, so, you know, we've been, it hasn't caught the attention because we didn't spend $20 billion, but we've been talking about, we've been seeing it, we've been living it in Licking County, this manufacturing resurgence. Manufacturing never went away, but boy, it really has been surging, and the pandemic made it surge even more. And so it's no surprise to me that Licking County is the epicenter of that surge. We're not the only place in the country, but we just are a representative model of that. So a lot of the reasons Intel chose Licking County and chose Ohio are the reasons other companies have too in the last few years. And it's that reshoring of manufacturing thing that really is real.
So there certainly was a time when graduating from high school, we had to look outside the county for a stable economic future. But those days are, in your view, ending or over?
I think they've been over for a while. I just don't think the message was getting out there as well as having a $20 billion announcement like Intel had. And so now can we capitalize on that announcement to keep the word out there and keep people knowing? I guess an example of that, and a person could be a new hire at Boeing and then go into the community, go get their haircut or something and say where they work. They might be 5 miles away from that Boeing facility and someone will say, oh, I don't know Boeing is here. It's just hard. I mean, we're not a company town. We don't just have one employer in town that everybody knows and everybody, you know, your next door neighbor definitely works for. We've got hundreds of companies that are employing manufacturing in some of these high paying, high skilled jobs. But because there's so many of them, there's no one of them that stands out in people's minds. Mm-hmm. You know, Intel changed that a little bit with their announcement. But we won't be a single company town. All right. Intel won't be the only employer in town. They aren't right now. They won't be in the future. And that's because we have this diverse manufacturing base already.
The Port Authority is involved not only on the real estate side, but also developing workers. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Well, ours is more an advocacy role, an investor role. So for the last 15 years, I heard a stat from Battelle. It was a national stat, but if it even half true in Licking County, it was scary. And that is that 80% of parents discourage their kids from science and technology careers, the kind of careers that manufacturers covet. If that were true, and like I said, even half true, then that was bad news for Boeing and our companies. So we needed to invest in STEM learning and make STEM really part of our culture in Licking County. And that's happened. And the Works has been the center of that. Newark Schools, as just one example, They're teaching STEM at all levels. They offer a STEM summer camp. The YMCA has had a STEM summer camp. There's a new STEM building at the COTC OSU Newark campus. And in fact, there's going to be a four-year degree available at the OSU Newark campus in engineering. I could go on and on. These are the things that we've put our time and resources, financial and otherwise, into advocating for STEM learning to be a bigger part. That's some of that spade work that made it possible for all of our manufacturers and those that crave those STEM skills to stay and expand in Lincoln County, and then also companies like Intel to find some of the stuff that's already been done in advance of their arrival, make their job more possible, more likely to be accomplished. But it doesn't work without the parents and the family and then the students and the kids recognizing that the opportunity is there. So that's a role we've played. And then, you know, we just are an investor. We sponsor. We look, use our mouths to put the word out about some of the great work that places like SeaTech and COTC do to train that next generation worker and help our workers upskill so that they're ready for the next generation of the things that they do in manufacturing.
I know from a previous version of my own career that the Port Authority was also invested in reaching out to the community and finding ways to engage with, in my case, a social service agency. Do you continue to look for those kinds of opportunities as well?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I think the best example of that and something I just took a personal pride in, and we're going to continue it, the YMCA has done a great job with an all-for-one camp that really gave kids who have a special need to participate in a summer camp. It's been going on for a long time. What the Port Authority did is we injected some money as an investment to say, okay, what can we do to make it possible to get more teachers who are at the summer camp who can accept working with the all-for-one campers? And we did that, and they were able to not only meet the demand that's been done in the past, but exceed it by get deeper on that waiting list of the kids that could take part in that. And then to combine with that, we partnered with companies Boeing, PCA, and Covestro, provided hands-on demonstrations integrated with the all-for-one camp and the summer campers. They did that at the camp last summer. Mm-hmm. So we hope to replicate that again this summer. Maybe we'll get some more companies involved. It would be my hope that more all-for-one campers could take part. That's just one example of how I think we can, and it's kind of hand in glove. I mean, that's all part of STEM learning too. You know, we can realize the God-given potential of more people if we can invest in things like that.
Looking across the table at you, I can see a real fire in your eyes as you talk about these things. What gets you out of bed every morning?
Well, I mean, it's this. I mean, we have a saying at the Port Authority, no 2 days alike. That means some days we have some challenges presented to us, but the best thing is those challenges are exciting. I mean, I guess I'm excited about the fact that we have a place that is important for national security, is doing a job in manufacturing that is needed around the world. I'm talking about Licking County. And, you know, we can all be proud that, you know, when semiconductors are coming out of that plant in a few years at Intel, and then the other companies that are doing important work, that we're providing something that has a benefit beyond our borders, there's a source of pride there. And that's a motivation, I think, that when we think about it, it's a motivation for all of us.
For the WCLT Radio Group, I'm Graham Campbell.